Chavkana met these Amroim. Omalu, so Chavkana said to them, he asked them this question. Hezid b'shvuas ha'pikodin. Let's say a shomer swore false, and he knew that he was amazed. Like he knew that the person really gave him the pikodin to watch, and he swore that he does not have it, and he did it amazed. Hezid b'shvuas ha'pikodin, this ruboy. And at the time, there were two edim there. Mashma, the two edim knew that the shomer really has the pikodin, and the two edim warned the shomer, be careful, do not swear false. If you swear false, you're over alive. So now, what's the halacha? Kivon the chiddushu, since over here, by shvuas ha'pikodin, it's a chiddush. Why? To b'chol ha'torah, le'yashkuchan meizid d'maisi korban. Usually, the klal is, a korban is only b'shoigeg, not the meizid. Like Rashi speaks out, it's not the only place in the Torah, there are four places that the meizid you bring a korban. But still it's a chiddush, that usually it's only b'shoigeg. Here is one of the four cases that you bring a korban b'meizid. For Hochi Maisa Korban, here you do bring a Korban, even though you're amazed, you know that you're swearing false. So therefore, Loishino Asrubei, Veloishino Layasrubei, they should not make a difference whether Edom are there warning you beforehand that do not swear false, we know that you have the Pekodin in your hand. Still, they should be Chayiv a Korban. And the Malkas together, maybe they receive both. Avol, Edom maybe no. Hanimili, when do they have a korban? Hecha de loyasrubei. Only when Edom are not there warning the shomer before he swears, be careful, we know you really have it. Avol hecha de yasrubei. But when we have two Edom warning the shomer, then the svar should be milkalaki. They receive malchus, they're over lav, a shua sheker, they're over lav. But korban loy maisi, maybe in such a case, like we say, again like komleb rabminei, that there's only one chiyuv, only one punishment, only malchus, and not a korban. That's the question. Aduma maybe, whoever avdinan, maybe no. He deserves malchus now. There are two edim warning him, do not swear false, be careful, we know that you have the pikodin, and so he swears false. So he's chayiv too, he's chayiv a korban, and he's chayiv malchus. That's the shayla. How many unshim does he receive? Rashi speaks out by Shura Seidus, here you will not have this. Mishum the Ein Hasruas Vaday by Shura Seidus. The Miyoy Deya Shem Yoytim Le'edus V'yachol Hasruas Boy. Who knows if they know or not? So just to come and warn somebody and say, if you know, be careful, that will not be a Hasruah. Oh. Hasruah means we have to tell you, we know your Vaday doing an Avera now. Oh, you have to tell them. And so Omalei, he answers back like this. Omlay Tanina would not like this. It says, Chamura Himenu Shua Sapikodim. It says a brisa that Shua Sapikodim is more strict than Shua Seidis. Why? Shechayovim al Zdoine Malkus. That here by Shua Sapikodim, the Mazed Yechayiv Malkus. Whereas by Shua Seidis, normally there's no Malkus, Rashi says, because there's never a Shua Svadai. Usually we do not know whether the Eidim know the Eidis or not. V'yashik Gosai Osam Bekesav Shkolim. And by the korban here, the korban you bring is a korban oshim, which has value, it has to be worth at least two shkolim, two sloyim. Whereas the other one, Shua say this is a korban chattis, could be worth any amount of money. Now, midikom malay, since it says here, als dorne makis, it says here that by Shua sapikodin. If you swear false to mazin, yechayiv malkis, mechlal de yasrubei. Smash, we're talking about clearly that there were two edim there, two people warning him beforehand, do not swear false, we know you have the pekodin. Or Korban still, it says, Malkus in Korban lay. It says what is only Malkus, not Korban. Because it says here, Als Doinay Malkus, V'yashik Gosa Yoshim. The Mashmi only Chai the Korban, B'shoigig, meaning there's no Hasroah. Well, in the case where there's Hasroah, then he says Malkus. So Mashmi clearly there's Malkus and no Korban. If so, you could ask, well, my chumro, what is more special about the korban over Shua Seidus, that there is a korban, and here it's Malkus. I'll tell you, the nichol le'inish, the maisi korban, v'le'luki. People would rather have to just bring a korban than to receive Malkus. Malkus hurts, it hurts you. They're afraid of Malkus. Therefore, it's more chumro, or Shua Sapikodin, that you receive Malkus. So Chur Smash McClearly that by the Korban with his Hasroah, there's only Malkus and no Korban. Omalu Rova Barisi. Well, we said back to him, man tonne zodin, shrua sapikodin, lemitla kapora. So first, Rabbi Bar Isi wanted to say that this price of Bechlal goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he holds that a shruas are mazid, there's no korban altogether. Rabbi Shimon. So therefore the price says there's only malchus and no korban. Because it goes according to Rabbi Shimon's sheet that we had before, that he holds that by shruas of Bechodin it's only b'shoigeg and not the mazid. He learned that Bechodin from Mila, we had before, just like Mila is only b'shoigeg, Shua Sapikodin is also only b'shoigeg, the chi of korban. So that's the price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Avul Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan Shita, maybe korban nami maisi. Maybe according to Rabbanan Shita that holds by Tikodin b'mezid this korban, maybe you would receive both. So for this price, you have no proof. Oh, Malu Rav Kana, Rav Kana said back to him, oh, Malu Rav Kana, bar mino. Don't bring any, like, you do not have to answer this pshat that said this braisa only goes according to Yochid Rabbi Shimon. To he, because this braisa, the anotanina law, I was the one that learned, taught this braisa. The Yochitanina law, this is the way I learned the braisa. The braisa should say like this, Echad Sedoina v'yechad Shechagosa, Oshon b'kesef shkolim. It meant it's like this, both of them there's a korban, whether it's b'mezid or b'shoigig, there's a korban. Or my chumra, what's the chumra then? Notice he learns his brice, it's not talking about malchus at all. It's only talking about the actual korban. That the korban of a pikodin is more chumra, more strict than the pikodin of a edus. What is the strict? What is the chumra? The yilu hosam baya shwes edus, which is a korban of the yurid, which is a chatis basdanka. You can spend 1/6 of a seller. Any small amount of money that you could buy a korban is sufficient for the korban. But v'hoch over here by a shvur sapikodin, that's an osham, v'hoch osham a kesef shkolim. That it's a kesef shkolim, that's how much you have to pay. That's the chumrah. The chumrah is that you have to pay more money. Yeah. So Morris says, but good, v'ligma mino. Let's bring a proof from here. You're learning this Bryce now is saying that Shvur Sapikodin has the korban b'mezid. Okay? But it's mashma only a korban and not malchus. So learn out from this Bryce, it's Rav Shaila, that b'mezid by a Shvur Sapikodin, there's only a korban and no malchus. So Mora says, no, Dilma de Layas Rubei. Maybe this Bryce is talking about where there were no Edom, nobody was warning him. So where he did not have Asra, Pshita, there's no malchus. Them shit is only chayiv a korban. Our shayla is when there are people warning the shomer, do not swear false. Then does he receive malchus, a korban, or both? That's our shayla. So for me, you can't bring any proof. Lishnach read another chapter like this. Toshima, it says ein chayovin al shigoso, that you're not chayiv on the shoygig. By if it says the mishnah by shvuas apikodin, if you're a shoygig, meaning if the shomer really thinks that he does not have the pikodin, and he swears he does not have the pikodin, and later he realizes that he forgot he has it, so he's potter. Ein chayov mashav gosa. Ma hein chayov mazdoino, but what do you chayiv if you swear false to mezid? Osho mekesef shkolim, that you only chayiv a korbin that has to be worth at least money of two sloyim. So Morris says, my love, isn't this price talking about all cases for the yasrubei, that even in a case where Edim won the shema first, still it says it's only chayiv a korban and not malchus. So Mora says no again. It could be the price is only where there was no hasra and therefore there's no malchus. But maybe in a case where there's hasra, it could be there's both, there's only malchus, there's only korban, we do not know. Toshima, loyim amarte, didn't you say the nozer tomei? In the case where a nozer became tomei, that there we have to bring a korban, and then he starts over again counting the zeros tyra. Shekein leikam, that he receives malchus. For becoming tummy, he did a lav, he was a nozer, he's not allowed to become tummy. If he became tummy, he did a b'mezid, he receives malchus. To yama v'shvur sapikodin, mashenka v'shvur sapikodin, shein aloika. There's such a price like this. So, nidikom maloika, since it says that by a nozer tummy, he receives malchus, mechlal the yasrubei. We're talking about where this nozer before he became tummy, somebody gave him malchus, somebody gave him asroah. He was warned beforehand not to touch the mace, and he did not listen, so he receives malchus. That's what we're talking about over here. Still, look, comrade, says Ms. Bryson,
Tiyama b'shvos apikodin. That shvos apikodin is not like a nozir tomei. What? She'ein aloika. That he does not receive malchus. Alva korban maisi. But a kopon of a korban he has a chiyuv to bring. So you have a proof that even by asroah there's only a korban still and there's no malchus by pikodin. The kapor is a korban and no malchus. Someone says no. My ain't a loika. Know what it means to say that by pikodin there's no malchus? It means to say the ain't a nifter by malchus. It means that he's not free with the malchus. But what does it mean? He needs a korban also. So maybe still his kapora needs two things. Needs a korban with the malchus. So Moses says, if so, Michlal de Nozir Tomei, Nifter b'Malchus. So you want to tell me that the Brisa means a difference, a contrast, that by Nozir, there's only Malchus, and no Korban, is that true? I a Korban Sivvei. We know that a Nozir, when he becomes Tomei, he has to wait till it becomes Tor, then he brings the Korban, and then he starts over in his Zeros Tyra. So we know a Nozir Tomei also needs a Korban. So what's the difference? If you're telling me both have Malchus and a Korban, so what's the difference? So Mara says, yes, Hossam Demaisi Korban, you know why in Nozir Tomei, when the Ifter becomes Tor, he has to bring a Korban, it's not for a Kapora, for the fact he became Tomei, the Kapora is the Malchus alone. Here there's a new Gzeras Kosev, Ki Heche De Techo Alei Nezirus Petaira. It's sort of like, in order to be able to start counting Nezirus Petaira, you have to bring a Korban, but it's not because of a Kapora. This korban that the Nozir Tomei brings is not for kapara. His kapara is totally the malchus. So that's the contrast that by Shavuos HaPikodin, here his kapara is a korban also. But maybe he needs both? So Mar says, Amru Rabbonin Kaimid Rabba. So after these Rav Kana, after these Amoroyim, now they went and asked the Rosh Hashiva. They went and asked Rabbah, what should be the halacha? In the case of a Shvuah Sapikod and Bahasro, what's his punishment? Is Amalu, he answered back, Michlal, Techilo Yasru Bey, you want to tell me that's pusher to you? Let's say the two Edom were there, knowing that this Shomer is swearing false. So let's say the two Edom did not warn the Shomer. And still there are Edom here knowing that the Shomer has to be called in Mechayiv. Mashmi, you understand clearly that there would be a Chiyuv Korban. Your only shailer is that since they gave him Asra, he deserves Malchus. Maybe the Malchus is the Kapora, not the Korban. Maybe the Korban, not the Malchus. But Mashma Pshita, if the Edom do not warn the Shomer, and the Shomer swears false, in such a case that there are two Edom here knowing that the Shomer has the Pikodin. In other words, the Baal HaPikodin will still be able to receive his Pikodin. So when the Shomer swears false, it's not really called the Kfiras Mammon. He's not denying the money, holding back the money from the owner. The owner will be able to receive that money, because there are two Edom here. Still, you're telling me you'll be Chayav the Korban. If so, Kfiras Devorim B'Yalmahu. It's only a Kfiras Devorim. Meaning when the Shomer swears false now, it's not really called the Kfiras Mammon. He's not holding back the money from the owner. The owner has two Edom on the side that will testify that the Shomer still has the Pikodin. So the Baal will for sure receive the Pikodin. So what is the Shomer swearing false? Just as the Shvua Sheker. So you want to tell me for Kfiras Dvorim B'Yalma, there's a Korban, that's a Kiddush. Alma, what do you see? Kesov, that you hold Alma Kesov Rabba, Rabba's not like that. That our koyfa b'momin sheishal avei de pota. Like Rabbi asking them this question meant to say, your case is wrong. Because in such a case, for sure there'll be no korban. Then for sure you have no question. There'll be malchus. The only question is, when you have Edom warning the shomer, so he's maybe two, maybe korban, maybe malchus, maybe one. But I say no, in such a case that there are two Edom that know that the shomer has to be korban, there's no korban. That's called the kfiras dvarim. He's only holding back his words, but it doesn't make a difference. The owner will receive his pikodin. So there's no shiloh, there'll only be malchus and no korban. That's what Rabbah holds. Omale Rav Chanina, le Rabbah, Tanya de Mithailah, let me bring a proof to you. It says, the Pasuk says, v'chi cheshbo, that you deny, you deny what the owner is saying, prat lemoida liyechud menachin. But let's say two brothers come and say you have our pikodin. So if you admit to one of them that you're potter, even though to the other one you swear false.
or liyachad min ha-shutfin, if you admit to one of the two shutfin, so you admit that you owe him the money. Just when the other shutf comes, you don't like him, to him you swear false, you're potter for the korban. That's not called a kfiras mamin, because you're admitting that you owe the money. Then it says, v'nishpa al shoker, so idarshin prat l'loive b'shtar, l'loive b'yedim. In the case where the halvor, there's a shtar about it, or there's edim there, so even though you swear false that you do not owe the money, you're potter for the korban. Why? Because it's only kfiras dvarim. Anyway, the owner will receive his money. He has two edim, or he has a shtar. So the fact you're swearing false means nothing. That's not called a kfiras mamon. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, Ini shema, from this brayso alone, late to sign, it would not be a proof to me. It could be bi'oimel lavisi, v'lo lavisi bi'edim. The question is, the kfira here that you put is like this. The loiva says, I admit that I owe you money. I only swear that there were no edim there. Or else, Levisi, I admit that I owe you the money. But Levisi Bishtar, I did not owe you the money Bishtar. That's all. So here, this kfira is like not a real kfira. That's why you're part of a korban. Because you're not denying the money. You're only denying a special prop, whether there were edim there or whether there's a shtar there. Whether you collect from a shabbadim or not. That's what I'm denying. But the actual money, I admit. Maybe that's Shan the Potsik. Here, you're part of a korban. But maybe in a case when you deny the money, even though there are edim on the side that know you owe the money, but you're being kai for the money, you're denying the money, maybe it would be chai the korban. This drush alone would not be a proof to Rabba. But that's what Rabba holds. That you're only chai the korban shvua if it's your denying that's holding back the money. But if he would receive the money anyway, you're potter. Mercy me my. Excluding the case where you admit to one of the two brothers that you owe them the money. What are we talking about over here? If you want to tell me, that there are two brothers, meaning you owe $50 to each one of them, and you admit to one brother that you only owe him half. If so, so why are you potter korban then? To the other brother, you're denying his money. So what do I care if you admitted to the other brother his half, but to this brother, you're denying his money? So you're swearing false that the Shvua Sepikodin, you should be chayv the korban. That can't be the case. El Alav isn't the person talking about the Amrilei, Mitavin and Yasrin. That they say you borrowed $100 from both of us. The Yom Alhu, and the person answers back, the Shomer answers back and says, Lain, Michad Minaychu Yasvi, that I borrowed this money from one of you. So I admit I borrowed $100. I'll give you back $100, because I can't stand this man. So I'm only saying I owe it to you, and not to him. So in such a case, you're not being caught for money, that's why you're free. The Evelei Kfiras Dvorim Bialma, that's purely a case of Kfiras Dvorim. Says so, Omi Dereisha Kfiras Dvorim, is Seifanami Kfiras Dvorim. That's what Rabbi answered back. From this Rosh, he has no right to me. Like here we're talking about, even the Sefer is that not you denying the money, it's only Dvarim B'Alma, that you admit you owe the money. It's the only question whether was there Edim there or was there a Shtar there. So there's no proof to Rabba from here. So Hashem, I'm going to bring another proof. It says, Ein Chayiv al Shigasa. You're not Chayiv a Korbin on a Shigas Shvuot HaPikodin. If you really think you're swearing false, so you're an honest Yepoto. Or Ma Chayiv al Zdoina. But what are you chayiv when you know that you're swearing false? You know really you have the pikadin, so you're swearing false. Oshem mekesef shkolim. You chayiv this korban oshem that has to be worth at least 2 shloim. My love, isn't this price talking about? Zodan means edim, that even though there are edim warning you, and still it says that you receive a korban. So you see, not like Rabba. You see, even though there are edim here knowing that you owe the pikadin, and it's only kfiras dvorim, still you chayiv a korban. It means here that there are no edim. Just you yourself know that you swore false without hasra. So such a case, treater, there's only a korban and no malchus. Tashem, I'll bring another proof. It says we had edim. Let's say that the teveya has two different pairs of edim to say that Shimon owes him the money. So kofra rishena. If the first two pair of edim, the first two edim are kofra, v'yachakach kofra shniya. And then later on, the second pair of edim akofer, so it says, shteim chayovis, both of them are chayiv akorben shrua, b'vnei sh'yechoyla edus t'skayim v'shteim, because either one of these two edim has a right to be moitzi the mamon. So therefore, by them holding back their edus,
they're holding back the money. Therefore, the chayav shvuah seidus. The question we had before was bishle mishniyah. You understand the second pair of eidim to chayav. They should be chayav the korban shvuah because they're holding back the money. To a kofrulo kas rishayna. Listen, the first pair of eidim said they do not know, so they cannot be eidim anymore. Once they deny the eidus, kivin shigit shuvah nechaz v'magid, they have no right to tell Bezdin we know. So there's no more first pair of eidim. There's only the second pair of eidim. So when they deny, they hold back the eidus. That's called holding back the money. Therefore, we understand why they are chayav korban. And we return to the question is, the first pair of eidim, amay nechayve. Why would they deny the eidus? They hold back the eidus. Are they chayav korban?